Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Retreating sea ice is threatening the very existence of many Arctic species. But as Stephanie Furman of Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory explains, one geographic feature offers a glimmer of hope.
Climate models project that much of the Arctic Ocean will be ice-free in summer by 2040. That's bad news for animals like polar bears and ring seals, which depend on the ice. But some 200,000 square miles may persist through the end of the century along the northern coasts of the Canadian Arctic Archipelago in Greenland. That's where today we find the oldest and thickest ice. Like a snowbank, thicker ice takes longer to melt. The thick ice makes this region special and worth managing for future generations. My colleagues and I, biologists as well as physical scientists, have been studying this region in hopes of learning how to manage it. Management will be needed even in this remote area because the melting of Arctic sea ice is raising interest in Arctic oil, shipping, and fisheries. For example, the U.S. Geological Survey estimates that a fifth of the world's undiscovered conventional oil and natural gas resources are north of the Arctic Circle. A transpolar shipping route could cut transport times in half in comparison to traveling through the Panama or Suez canals. While not all of these developments will occur in the last ice area, they could still affect the quality of its habitat. That's because much of the sea ice that builds up there actually is blown across the Arctic Ocean by the wind. This means that activities in the central Arctic and maybe also north of Russia are also important. If we are able to figure out a way to manage the last remaining Arctic summer sea ice through both national and international efforts, we may be able to manage viable habitat for at least some far northern species for decades into the future.
That was Columbia University's Stephanie Furman. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
If you should go skating on the thin ice of life.